What's happening, Chattanooga? Scott Van Pelt here. More Press Row with Jay Greason and David Paschal now on ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I'm David Paschal, joined by Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fantastic Friday. Hardee's is introducing the Apocalypse Biscuit. Ham, sausage, crispy bacon, piled high on an egg with melted cheese. The Apocalypse Biscuit, only at Hardee's, which sponsors our hotline at 648-1051. And it is a pleasure to welcome in, back to Press Row, ESPN baseball analyst Tim Kirchen. Tim, how are you today?
I'm well, fellas. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thanks, as always, for joining us. Got a couple of questions about the Braves I want to ask, but first, a couple of, several 2015 Chattanooga lookouts, Kepler, Sano, Polanco, Buxton. Buxton's struggling out of the gate, but these guys have formed kind of a nucleus up there, and the Twins are off to a good start. Can this Twins team resemble the 2015 team that had a winning record, or will it free fall and look more like last year's team that lost more than 100?
Well, I think it's going to look more like 2015 than 2016. That team last year just never got it going after an 0-9 start and never recovered. And I'm not saying the Twins are going to contend or make playoffs, but I could see them getting to 500 this year, which would be a huge move forward based on last year. And they do. They have some really good young players on that team. They have a great defensive outfield. They have a lot of work to go, but when you're a young team and you're rebuilding, essentially, it usually takes a little bit of time.
Of course, the Braves also rebuilding 90 minutes down the road in Atlanta, 2-6 after that first road trip, the true home opener of SunTrust. Have you seen enough to kind of get a gauge on what this team will look like? Do you think this could be a third straight year of 90 or more losses?
I haven't seen enough because we're just too early along. I could see them losing 90 games, but at the same time, I still think they're doing things the absolute right way. I love what they're doing, bringing in veteran players to try to stem the tide until the young guys are ready. And even though it's been an uneven start so far, I think they know what they're doing down there, and I think there's always hope now that the Braves are going to be good. No one thought they would be good when they moved into the new stadium, but the goal is to be good, say, at the beginning of next year or the year after, and I think this will be a critical year to see how far along some of these young guys come.
Tim, what happens, and this is just, I know this sounds kind of gloom and doom, but if Colon and Dickey and Garcia, what happens if they don't eat up the desired innings that they need to, and the young arms that are, most of them are in Mississippi, if they're not ready? What kind of happens in that kind of scenario?
Well, that will not be a good scenario, but I'm of the belief that if you rush a guy to the big leagues and it really hurts him permanently, then maybe he wasn't a particularly good player to begin with. So the worst thing that could happen is you bring guys to the big leagues who aren't ready, they're rushed, they're overmatched, they're intimidated, all sorts of bad things happen. But at the same time, that can still be a positive thing if you have the right people, meaning they learn on the big league level how to hit or pitch or whatever, and it doesn't go very well, at least they're playing in the big league, and that has to help. So the goal is, of course, to keep as many kids down there as possible, and I think they will, because I think the veterans they brought in are going to be there for a season, whether they're good or not, and keep the guys where they need to be.
You're listening to ESPN baseball analyst Tim Kirchen here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Tim, tomorrow is Jackie Robinson Day. Is there a more impactful player in the history of this game? And what is your favorite Jackie Robinson story?
No, he's the most impactful player in baseball history, and with him and Babe Ruth, and probably in that order, they're the two most important players in Major League history. I mean, we cannot overstate what Jackie Robinson did and what he did for the game. And Now, I've heard a zillion stories over the years, but the personal one that hits home for me, and it's not anything great, but it's the most meaningful one, is when Frank Robinson told me, one of the great African-American players ever, of course, that when he was a young player in the minor leagues, what he went through as a young African-American player was just awful. I mean, it upset you to hear what he went through. And then he looked at me and he said, but our only way out of it, our only resort, was to go out there and beat them on the field. And he said, and that's what Jackie taught all of us, was we got to beat them if we're going to join them. And that's precisely what happened here. And Jackie Robinson was at the leader of that fight.
David asked you a little bit about the Braves and as they rebuild. We're in the rare state of this game that the Yankees are kind of rebuilding. What is their arrival time, and what is going to be the $100 million free agent acquisition they're going to get in 2 years? Because we all know that's coming.
Right. I think arrival time is next year, and guaranteed arrival time is 2019, because I think this year is, like the Braves, only much more advanced. This is another year that these young guys get an understanding of what playing in the big leagues is like. They add a little bit after this season, and then after 2018, you know, Josh Donaldson will be out there likely, and so, of course, will Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. At least that's the guess for the moment. And I'll say, 2 years away, I'll say they're going to add Bryce Harper to that team. Now, of course, I have no idea if that's going to happen, but they're going to add somebody of that ilk, because that's why they've been saving money all this time. That's why they've been moving players along and not going after massive free agents, because they know two free agents that can really change the course of their club, Harper and Machado, at least in theory, are going to come available. So that's my guess for the moment.
All right, I'm going to ask you a personal question now. I'm a big fan of your work. David and I both work in newspapers and then have kind of gone to this radio thing. I'm curious if every day of your life exceeds where you thought you may have been, considering now, and as much as you love the game, the books you've written, the stories you've written, I know you came up with the newspapers, you are now one of the two or three or four trusted voices of the sport you love. Does that exceed even your wildest dreams?
Well, yeah, certainly. I had no idea that I was ever going to end up on television. Not like that is the destination, but it just wasn't a part of the career arc I had set when I was in college or anywhere else. And yes, TV does allow you a certain forum that the great newspaper guys don't even get, which is really a shame in a way, but no, I had no idea that I would ever get to the point where, you know, people on national TV would ask me, tell us what this means. But that's what's so nice about it for me, is I get to talk about it right now. And after the World Series last year, I got to tell people what I thought of one of the great World Series ever played, if not the greatest moment in baseball history, in theory. And that's the real thrill of it, is the immediacy of television allows you to talk about it right now instead of waiting for tomorrow's paper or waiting for the magazine to come out 3 days from now.
You're listening to Tim Kirchen, who does a great job covering baseball for ESPN. You're listening to Tim here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Tim, if I could backtrack you to the NLCS, had it been a best of three, the Dodgers would have gotten there, but obviously the Cubs win that one in six. What would the Dodgers have to do to outlast the Cubs this year?
Well, I picked the Cubs to win the National League pennant and win the World Series again. Not like that means anything, but this is baseball, and the way it works, the Dodgers team right now is good enough to beat the Cubs team. They don't have to do anything else. That's how baseball works. If you're just off by a little bit, as the Cubs could get, they could lose to the Dodgers. The Dodgers are that good. But I think they're going to have to go get, I believe, one more really good hitter, one more everyday outfielder. And I don't even know who that guy is. Maybe it's Ryan Braun or somebody else, to hit in the middle of that order and make them the complete offensive team that they are against right-handers, and more important, against left-handers. So to me, that's the best way for the Dodgers to make a huge move and make a run at not just the Cubs, but everyone, is to go get a big bat from the middle of the order.
All right, Tim, you know how we work it here in Chattanooga. When we have you on, we love to close with the rapid fire. First thing off the top of the head, ready to play?
Okay.
All right, who is your favorite look-alike that you've ever had to play on the Lebatard Stugott Show?
Well, I think Stan Van Gundy looks like the generic pizza guy on the pizza box. I laugh every single time I hear that. I laugh every single time I hear any of those.
If you could have a sit down with any one person in baseball history, who would it be?
Babe Ruth, and if he wants to do it over a beer, I'm in. I'll be done after two, and he'll probably have 20, but he would be the guy I would have to talk to first.
All right, SunTrust Park opening tonight. There are all sorts of traffic concerns. Of course, we know about the I-85 bridge that collapsed. Who right now in your travels has the worst traffic? What park has the worst traffic in the major leagues?
I'm going to say my own park here, since I live here, Washington, D.C., probably unfair. But if you go there at the wrong time, you can't get out of that log jam going from that ballpark the airport. It's pretty bad.
All right. David asked you about the looks like game. What consistently made you laugh harder? The looks like game or Scott Van Pelt's Baltimore accent?
All right. I'm going to say it's a tie first off, but the Van Pelt thing, we don't even have to be on TV. He's going to make me laugh, and he's going to make me laugh without the Baltimore accent, because he's just one of those guys in my life, and I only have a couple of them who make me laugh no matter what. That's how funny Scott Van Pelt is.
Now, would he occasionally just call you on your cell phone and leave like a Rolo Tomasi type of message?
No. This is, he doesn't do that. I think he knows that he has to keep this under wraps once in a while. Otherwise, the stupid bit that we do is going to go away, and I don't think he wants to overdo it.
Tim, on the lookalike thing, Dallas Braden gets you cracked out. Have you ever had to interview Dallas Braden since this whole stuff started with Dan and Stugatz?
Of course, and I've talked to him about it, and I've told him he's the new greatest looks like, because he looks like everybody.
Right. Yes, he does.
Stupid show today, and as soon as Dallas Braden's name came up, I started laughing. You don't even have to complete it. You just have to say Dallas Braden looks like, and that's enough for me. That's because Dallas Braden has the best sense of humor of any former player you'll ever meet, and if there's a laugh in it, you can count him in, and that's why we love Dallas Braden.
Tim, quickly, your surprise team this year.
My surprise team is the Rockies. If they can get healthy, and I mean get everybody healthy, that is Chad Bettis and everybody else, their lineup is devastating. And if they can get everyone running together at the same time, they might be the team that basically comes from nowhere and goes to the playoffs. But a lot of things have to happen there.
And you said Chicago's your NL pick. Who do you like in the AL?
I picked the Indians to go back to the World Series and the Cubs to beat them again. But look, it's April the 14th. We got a long, long way to go before October.
Tim, listen, we thank you as always. It's always so much fun to get you at the beginning of each season. And we thank you so much for joining us here in Chattanooga on Press Row.
My pleasure, fellas. Thank you.
All right. Tim Kirchen does such a great job covering baseball with ESPN. Joining us here on Press Row, we'll open up that Hardee's hotline again. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.